March 2, 1924. By virtue of the light of his will, Jesus extended himself to everyone and everything. Only one who lives in his will can do the same. This generation of legitimate children, who preserve whole within themselves the purpose of creation, will be as though the first to be created by God. I was thinking of how it could be that as my sweet Jesus thought, spoke, worked, etc., he extended his thoughts into each thought of creature, into each word and work. And my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, there is nothing to be surprised about. In me there was the divinity with the unending light of its eternal will. In this light I could see, very easily, each thought, word, heartbeat and act of the creatures. And as I thought, the light which I contained brought my thought to each thought of creatures. And so with my word and with all the rest which I did and suffered. See, also the Son possesses this virtue. Its light is one. Yet, how many are not inundated by that light? If all the interior of man could be seen, his thoughts, heartbeats, affections, just as the sun invades everyone with its light, it would make its light flow in every thought, heartbeat and the like. Now, if the light of the sun can do this, without descending from high to the bottom in order to give its light and heat to each one, and yet, it is nothing other than the shadow of my light, much more so can I do, who contain immense and unending light. And then, it is my divine will that contains this virtue. As the soul enters my will, it opens the current of the light it contains, and invading all, my light brings to each one the thought, the word, the act, which have entered the current of its light. Therefore, there is nothing more sublime, more extensive, more divine, more holy than living in my will. The generations of its acts are incalculable. So, when the soul is not united with my will and does not enter into it, she neither turns it, nor does she open the current of its unending light. Therefore, everything she does remains personal and individual. Her good, her prayer, is like the little light which is used in side rooms, which is no virtue of giving light to all receptacles of the house, and even less can it give light outside. And if oil is lacking, that is, the continuation of her acts, the little light extinguishes and she remains in the dark. Then, I was fusing myself in the eternal divine volition, placing myself before everyone, in order to bring to the divine majesty, as first among all the acts of the creatures, the return of everything, and their love. But as I was doing this, I thought to myself, how can it be that I can go before all, while I was born after so many generations? At the most, I should place myself in the middle, between the past and the future generations which will come. Or rather, because of my unworthiness, I should be last and behind everyone. And my adorable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, the whole of creation was created so that all would do my will. The life of the creatures was to flow within my will, as the blood flows in the veins. They were to live in it as my true children. Nothing was to be alien to them of all that belongs to me. I was to be their tender and loving father, and they were to be my tender and loving children. Now, since this was the purpose of creation, even though there have been other generations before, which says nothing, they will be placed behind, and my will place as first the ones who will be and who have been faithful in maintaining whole the purpose for which they were created. These, whether they have come before or after, will occupy the first order before the divinity. For having maintained the purpose of creation, they will be distinguished among all and marked by the halo of our will, as by a refulgent gem, and everyone will let them pass freely, so that they may occupy their first place of honor. There is nothing to be surprised about. It happens the same also in this low world. Imagine a king in the midst of his court, ministers, deputies and armies. Then his little prince son arrives, and even though all the others are great, who does not let the little prince pass, that he may take his place of honor at the side of the king, his father? who deals with the king with the same familiarity which is worthy of a son? Who would blame this king and this son, who, though being the littlest of all, rises above all and takes his prime and legitimate place close to the king, his father? Certainly no one. On the contrary, everyone would respect the right of the little prince. Descend even lower, imagine a family. A son was born first, but he did not want to occupy himself with doing the will of his father, nor did he want to study or work. He remained almost moronic in his sloth, forming the sorrow of the father. Then another son comes to the light, and this one, though more little, does the will of his father, studies and arrives at becoming a professor worthy of covering the highest positions. Now, who is first in that family, who receives his place of honor close to the father? Is it perhaps not the one who came last? Therefore, my daughter, only those who will have preserved whole within them the purpose of creation will be my true legitimate children. By doing my will, they have preserved within them the pure blood of their celestial father, who has given them all the features of his likeness, and therefore it will be very easy to recognize them as our legitimate children. Our will preserve them noble, pure, fresh, all love for the one who created them. And as our children, who have always been in our will, and who never gave life to their own, they will be like the first to be created by us, and will give us the glory and the honor of the purpose for which all things were created. This is why the world cannot end. We are waiting for the generation of our children, who, by living in our will give us the glory of our works. These will have my will alone as life. It will be so natural, spontaneous, effortless for them to do the divine will, just as natural as the heartbeat, the breathing, the blood circulation. And so, for them we will not keep it as a law, because laws are for rebels, but as life, as honor, as beginning and as end. Therefore, my daughter, may you take to heart my will alone. Be concerned with nothing else, if you want your Jesus to fulfill and enclose in you the purpose of all creation.